Educational Communications and this station present Environmental Directions with Nancy Perlman. On this series, we explore the effects of human influence on the Earth's ecosystems and discuss solutions to environmental problems which affect the quality of life on this planet. Environmental Directions gives you the kind of information you need to help you participate in decisions impacting your community, the nation, and the world. Now, here's your host, Nancy Perlman.
Hello, my guest is Simon Levy. He is the producing director at the Fountain Theater in Hollywood. Currently, he has directed the Tony-nominated play, The Children. He is also a playwright, a member of the Stage Directors and Choreographers, as well as being a member of the Dramatists Guild, and he is a recipient of the Los Angeles Drama Critics Circle Career Achievement Award. Welcome, it's a pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you, Nancy.
I have just watched a most dynamic, wonderful, incredible, powerful production of this play, The Children. It has both themes about relationships, about responsibility, reparation, what one generation owes the next generation, and also about a nuclear power disaster. The play is based on the British coast, but it could have been based anywhere. Why did you choose to tell this very important story?
For about 2.5 years now, we've been searching for a play that deals with climate change. We do a lot of socially and politically conscious work at the Fountain Theater. We read a lot of plays that dealt with climate change, but they were sort of either, you know, too polemic or they were too on the nose. They weren't really grounded in human relationships. And then somebody turned us on to this play, The Children. And even though it's not specifically about climate change, obviously it's about this nuclear accident at a power plant, it deals with the same themes. What is our relationship to the future? What is our responsibility to the planet? What is our responsibility to our children, to other people? And because the play is so grounded in these very complex, wonderfully funny and serious characters wrestling with these really large issues, these moral dilemmas, that we knew that this was a Fountain Theater play.
It was certainly a success. It premiered in London in 2016, then went to Broadway, and now it's showing here in Southern California. It really could have been about any kind of power plant disaster, whether or not it would be Japan or Russia or back in Pennsylvania, or hopefully we won't have one here in Southern California. It's relevant to wherever a country has nuclear power plants.
Right, and it's not specifically just about the nuclear aspect of it. It's about what we do to our environment with all these sources of energy that we need to be able to live our daily lives. And so there's these really large questions. What do you do about the power grid? How do you have a power grid? What is the energy that drives that power grid? And then what are you doing to the environment to be able to have the luxury, as one of the characters says, the luxury of having electricity. So it's not just about nuclear energy, in my opinion. It's about these much larger issues that we're doing to the planet.
Indeed. At the very beginning, we don't really realize what the disaster is that the main characters are responding to and why they had to move from their homes. There's a lot of interpersonal relationship issues as well. I don't want to tell the story entirely because you want the surprise element that you get when you are watching the play, but maybe you can summarize the plot.
Basically, the plot is that you have a older retired married couple who were nuclear engineers who worked at the local power plant. There has been a nuclear accident, and so they are living outside what is called the exclusion zone. For anybody who knows about Fukushima or Chernobyl would know what an exclusion zone is, being outside where the radiation is severe. So they're living outside that exclusion zone on the east coast of England in Suffolk County. And an old friend of theirs comes to visit, Rose, who they haven't seen in 38 years. And she comes visiting on an evening, and they don't know really why she's there. And of course, they're old friends, and they catch up, and then you find out that the husband had an affair with Rose. So there's the interpersonal relationship of these very human, very real very complex characters, and then you find out why she is there, and I don't want to really give that away. That then presents the moral dilemma of the play, and of course the larger questions, and then raises the primary issue of what is our responsibility to the future, and what sacrifices are we really willing to make. Lucy Kirkwood, the playwright, in an interview once said that we all recognize that we're living through climate emergencies. And the question is, you know, not that we recognize that these climate emergencies are going on, but when are we going to change our behavior? And so that issue of when do we act, how do we act, and what does that act look like is really at the heart of the play.
And those issues are relevant to every kind of environmental story, whether or not it's the energy story, whether or not it's our force and wildlife and the need to preserve and protect our ecosystems, which are so critical for survival of all species on this planet, and whether or not it's about pollution. The use of plays traditionally do bring up the current issues of the time. And you have done stage adaptations of other pieces like The Great Gatsby. How do those older stories relate to the present?
Great writing and great drama, of course, presents characters with moral dilemmas. And one of the things that we always look for in terms of the plays, the types of theater that we do at the Fountain Theater, is to either awaken or reawaken people to important issues. Again, whether it's The Great Gatsby, talking about and examining what it means to achieve or try to achieve the American dream, or whether it's Lucy Kirkwood's play today, dealing with our responsibility to the planet and to each other. I mean, these are moral issues that all of us need to constantly be thinking about. Not that there isn't a place for wonderful entertainment and just straight out comedy and musicals and things like that.
What I love about theaters like yours is that they are small and intimate. We almost feel as though we are on the stage with the actors and get a totally different sense of the storyline than we would if we're in a theater watching a movie. So there still is a place for this live theater, isn't there?
Oh, you know, I have to say this past week was so wonderful. You know, after 20 months of not being inside doing live theater, to actually be sitting in a theater again with live people and all breathing together, laughing together, applauding together. It's such a very different visceral experience than when you're sitting at home watching something on the screen. I'm not saying that one is better than the other. I'm just saying the experience is different.
Fortunately, you have an extended run of this play through November, December, January.
Right now, the children will run until January 23rd, and we perform Friday, Saturday, and Sundays, as well as Mondays. And Mondays is what we call our pay what you want night. We believe that theater should be affordable to everybody. We are going into preparation for our next production, which will open in February. It's a play called Detained by wonderful playwright Franz Luce Benson that deals with immigration issues. Then we're also in preparation for a number of other projects. Plus, we have our outdoor stage, and that's being made available to a number of different community groups.
It's great that you're generous to the community and letting them come and see a fantastic performance and just pay what they can. In addition to the great acting, directing at the Fountain Theater, the management, the staff there were also courteous and generous, and certainly one should plan to enjoy a little food at the cafe you have there before and afterwards. Are you making sure that that food is organic and ecological and sustainable?
Yeah, we're trying to be as green as we possibly can, given all the challenges. We're trying to be green. We're trying to go plastic free. We're trying to make sure that we're serving healthy, environmentally conscious foods and stuff like that.
When I hear comedians, I ask if they have any environmental jokes. And the subject of the destruction of our ecosystems and the problems with climate change and overpopulation are so serious that they don't have comedy for that. And yet, I'm always looking for stories, whether or not movies or plays, books that tell the story of what we're doing to our environment. And you obviously found one in this story called The Children about the nuclear power plant disasters. But there's so many other stories out there. Do you think people really want to go and hear about other stories if they're written about? Because you are a playwright. Do you think that they can be written?
I do think that they can be written, but you raise a really fascinating issue, and that is, how do you take something as sort of amorphous and large as, quote, climate change or environmental disasters or whatever like that, and be able to put them into a personal story? What I think that people respond to is the lives of other people. And I think where Lucy Kirkwood is successful with this play is that she presents three very believable characters who you can identify with, whether you agree with everything that they do and say is part of the back and forth that every audience has with characters, right? But she's able to create three very believable characters. And as I mentioned at the beginning of this interview, I spent 2.5 years reading through the theater literature of looking for plays that deal with environmental disasters or climate change or whatever term we want to use. And it was very hard for me to find something that moved me, that I could feel connected to. I think that's just generally true for most audiences. So if you have a film, say, like Silkwood, you need to be able to identify with the person, and the person needs to be struggling with the issue. I think that if you just present an issue-oriented play without believable characters, I think it's hard for the audience to care. You know what I mean? It becomes an intellectual exercise as opposed to an emotional one. And I think the power of theater is that it's emotional.
These characters were certainly identifiable and one could connect with, and the actors did an absolutely superb job, I'm sure because of your directing ability. But I'm curious why you didn't change the location to the United States, or is that not allowed when you take a play that's based in another location?
Well, first off, thank you for mentioning the actors. They are magnificent, aren't they?
Superb.
Really, just three veteran, fabulous actors that I was gifted to work with. And as to your question, I'm not sure, Nancy. I'm not really sure how to answer it. That should be an easy answer, but sometimes it's a complicated answer. Primarily, when you're dealing with a contemporary play and you're dealing with a living playwright, you're not supposed to make any changes to the script. However, when you're dealing with classical theater, you're dealing with Shakespeare or whatever, then of course you have directors who put their imprint on it, and it's about their vision of the play.
I'm so delighted that you brought your stamp of directing ability to this play. It's a great production. I urge everyone to go see it. It has so many different underlying themes that really moves one when you're there hearing and seeing the actors perform. I'm always curious why an author, playwright, screenwriter picks the title that they do. To me, the story is not about the children, except if you think about it as the future generations and what's going to happen.
I actually love the title, The Children, and I love how the very first line of the play is Rose asking Hazel, how are the children? And it's something that we talked about in our preparation before we went into rehearsal, about why she calls it The Children and why that word comes up throughout the play. And the question for me is, who are the children? Are they literally the children of Hazel and Robin? Are they the grandchildren of the children of Hazel and Robin? Are the children the young people currently working at the power station trying to fix the ecological disaster? Are the three characters themselves, are they the children? When you think about Robin, the husband, and you know, one of the first things he does is he rides that tricycle around the stage, you know, acting like a child. Are we acting like children? And then, of course, the final question, is it we, the audience, who are the children, that we're behaving like children, that we're not really behaving like adults and stepping up and really doing something to help save this planet?
You certainly deserved to be recipient of the Los Angeles Drama Critics Circle Career Achievement Award. I certainly look forward to seeing more of the plays with environmental themes because there's so many that need to be covered. And of course, as we discovered in this play, those themes also have other themes in terms of personal relationships, personal interactions, and those are important issues. I want to thank you so very much for providing this piece for the public. I want to thank you very much for being my guest.
Oh, thank you, Nancy. It was a pleasure being with you.
I have been speaking with Simon Levy, who is a playwright, play director, and producing director at the Fountain Theater, and has directed the most recent production of The Children. I'm Nancy Perlman. Thank you very much for joining us, and do tune in again next week.
If you would like free information about these environmental issues, go to www.ecoprojects.org or call 310-559-9160. Environmental Directions with your host, Nancy Perlman, is a community affairs program of the nonprofit organization Educational Communications and this station.